Today is June the 20th, 2010, and it's Sunday morning, about 10 o'clock. Mark's sitting here with me, and Mark has been up all night long. He's had a hard night. And anytime Mark has a hard night, his parents have a hard night. Mark, sometimes his mind gets to racing and he can't seem to hardly slow it down. And the more he gets to going, if you know what I mean. And I think we're going to entitle this message this morning, How to Cope with Disabled People in Your Life.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, Mark, I know that it's very stressful for you, for what you go through, because I see it firsthand. But it's also very stressful for the people that live with people who have disabilities, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it be physical disabilities, mental disabilities, whatever it is, sometimes it's very difficult to deal with those issues in our lives. You know, I tell people sometimes I'll wake up and I'll hear Mark going nonstop.
Yeah.
And he'll be taking on all the problems of the world. And I'll think, I wonder if he's ever going to get all those problems solved. And sometimes we sink in despair because we think, is this ever going to stop? Is there ever going to be a respite from this travail that I'm having? There in the 69th Psalm, I'm going to read a few passages of scripture here. It says, I sink in deep mire. Well, it starts by saying, save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul.
Yeah.
I sink into deep mire where there is no standing. I'm come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, became a proverb to them. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let them be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul, and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat. This is Christ looking forward to Christ. Remember when they gave him vinegar to drink?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that you could relate to some of those verses, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Feel like that the waters were just getting ready to overflood your soul.
Yeah.
But it says, the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in their possession. Well, when we have situations like that, where it seems as though there are no answers to the troubles that come against us, The question is, will God deliver us? How can we, if we have someone in our family or a friend, how can we deal with the situation of a person who's going through illness, sickness, ongoing problem with a disability? How do we deal with it? It's not easy to deal with it at all. Sometimes it's very, very tough to deal with. But you know, sometimes we have to go back to the Bible and get instruction from the Bible, because we cannot find immediate relief sometimes. Having worked around and been involved in going into 3 nursing homes every month for the last 3-4 years, you see a lot. Of course, I had worked in my younger life. I worked as an orderly in a nursing home, and my wife worked as a not only a nurse's aide, but as a medication aide. And I've worked in psychiatric hospitals as a psychiatric technician. That's when I was messed up in the psychology area. And I'm just kind of talking here today about how to deal with family members that are disabled and how to cope with it. Sometimes our life's experiences prepare us for times when we have to cope with these things that are going on in our lives, and we think, wow, how am I going to make it through this? Hour after hour after hour after hour after hour, day after day after day. Sometimes you just want to throw up your hands, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You want to just throw in the towel.
Yeah.
And say, enough is enough. I can't handle it anymore. I'm not very good at handling stress. You know, some people can handle these things a lot better than other people. Some of the people that have the greatest amount of patience, they amaze me how they don't get all upset over these things happening. I know that I have a lot less tolerance for it than what my wife has for it. Maybe living with me the last 35 years has prepared her for it. I don't know. But anyway, there's a lot to be said about how do we cope with a family member that has a disability. You know, we're given very, very many instances in the Bible of those that have had challenges in their lives. The woman with the issue of blood had gone years and years and spent all of her life savings on doctors trying to get help. The lepers that came to Jesus, I wonder how long they'd had leprosy. And of course you also see the person that came to Jesus with a withered hand. Wonder how long he'd had that old shriveled up hand he had to deal with. And we know that they brought this one fellow to him, actually let him down through the roof to try to get him help in the building. Wonder how long he'd been plagued with that illness. Probably a long time. I don't know, but I imagine he did for quite a while. And we see that Jesus healed these people. Now, what happens when Jesus doesn't heal a person? When the illness is just ongoing. Maybe the illness is not getting any better. Maybe it's getting worse. What happens when you have a family member that month after month, year after year after year? Now, Mark, we've been dealing with his situation for 17 years.
Yeah.
17 years. It's a long time. And you look at it and you say, wow. Is this going to go on forever? Well, it's not going to go on forever because none of us are going to live on the face of this earth forever. But we look for some respite. We look for some relief. We look for some comfort. Comfort us. Comfort me. Comfort me. That's what people want, comfort. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I already know where Larry's going, how he's going to say to deal with people, cope with people, just say, well, go to Jesus, go to Jesus, go to the Psalms, like he always does. He's just going to repeat the same genre he's always fed. Well, I'll tell you this. There's great comfort to the soul when we remind ourselves that, number one, Jesus is the Creator. Jesus is the Creator. And, yeah, people say, oh, he's going to use that scripture. He won't put more on us than we can stand. I will never leave thee or forsake thee. I know where he's going, people say to me. I'm sure that's what you're thinking. Well, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That is where I'm going.
Yeah.
He says, come unto me, all ye that are weary. Are you weary, Mark? Probably are, after all night long being up. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and
heavy laden, I will give you rest.
Heavy laden. I know you were heavy laden last night. Some of the things that you were talking about didn't make any sense, did it?
No.
Heavy laden. Talking about different colors. My goodness. And I will give you
rest.
Rest. Rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden
is light.
Is light. Well, it doesn't seem very light sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes the yoke seems more than we can handle. It seems very heavy. The yoke seems very heavy. How do you deal with it when you have a person in your family that has a long-term disability that you have to live with that person and you have to learn to cope with them? You know, there's some things that you can do just from a practical standpoint, you know, is you try to provide the best stress-free environment that you can for everybody concerned. And even in the midst of doing that, it still can be very, very stressful. Now, what did we say the definition of stress was. We said the definition of stress is the ultimate denial of the sovereignty of God.
Mm-hmm.
So stress, you know, people may not like this, but if stress is going on in your life, then it's only because God has so ordained it. You know? Paul prayed three times that God would remove this thorn in his flesh. Three times he prayed. And God did not remove the thorn in Paul's flesh. I don't know what the thorn was. A lot of people have said that it was blindness.
Yeah.
Blindness. I don't know if that was the truth. We know that Paul had problems with his eyes. Or it seems as though he did, from some scriptures that alluded to that. But whatever the thorn in his flesh was, God chose not to remove it. He said, my grace what?
Is sufficient for thee.
Do you feel like that God's grace is sufficient for you and your problem with your disability?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't feel that way though, do you? I know sometimes I don't feel that way either. I'm thinking, oh, I can't handle this anymore. How can I take this anymore? This is just too much to take. Can't deal with it. You know? We can't deal with it in and of ourselves, can we?
No.
And it's just, it's a tough, tough deal. I know people that have had to live with spouses that had Parkinson's disease for years, people that had cancer, terminal cancer for years, people that had crippling arthritis, people that had Alzheimer's, people that had sometimers, and some people that just had old timers. Now, I'm not making fun, folks. I'm just trying to talk a little bit about how that we cope with people that have long-term disabilities. The faith and wellness people would say, well, the reason you have people in your life who have disabilities is because you don't have enough faith. We even had someone in my family say the reason that Mark had the disability was because he was the way he was raised. Talk about a slap in the face of Rosette and I. After being faithful for him, to him for 17 years in the midst of his disability. Saying it was the way he was raised. Well, Jesus Christ is sovereign over all of these things, including illnesses and disabilities. The only thing I have to say to that family member is that they haven't been around someone with Mark's kind of disability, or they wouldn't have made those kind of stupid remarks. You know, that was just a showing of their ignorance. But, you know, a lot of people are ignorant of what other people have to go through in their lives. They're not, they're clueless. Now, some people, I'm sure, do not articulate the amount of pain they're going through. Some people, through God's providential and has allowed them to be able to endure a lot of suffering and pain and not talk about it. I remember I knew a fellow that had tremendous pain in his leg before he died. I don't know what all was going on, but every once in a while you hear him wince in pain. Oh! But he would never complain. Have you ever been around somebody that's always complaining about all of their illnesses?
Yeah.
And you get so tired of hearing it. Every time you talk to them on the phone, where you might get an email from them, or you might see them, and they start unloading all their problems. How do you cope with people in your family or in your household or close to you that have disabilities that are crippling kind of diseases and disabilities? How do you cope with it? How do you go on? The only way to cope with it is to continue to stay in the Word of God and in prayer. Satan would like to use these people in our lives who have disabilities to, one, rob us of our joy, leave us comfortless, to cause us to get angry at the situation and throw in the towel, curse God, blaspheme His holy name, question His sovereignty, question His providential hand in our life. Satan will use actually these situations in our life to try to bring us down to the pit. He will use it to try to bring us down. But God is faithful to His people. He said that we are going to be going through the furnace of affliction. He's going to try us with fire, and we're going to come forth as gold. Sometimes it doesn't seem like we're coming forth as gold. Sometimes it seems like we're been burned up as chaff in the wind, and we're blowing away. You know, I'm talking today about struggles. I'm talking today about being up all night, night after night with someone, and then all day, all night with someone and find no rest. That is troubled in mind. How do you deal with these kind of folks? I can tell you that there's a lot to be yet explained to us. We don't understand these things. Someday I believe that the good Lord will give us an explanation for why we have to go through certain things that we go through. You know, and the best answer in this lifetime is all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and them that are called according to His purpose. Are these things good? Was it good that Mark was up all night in travail of his mind? No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good for me. It wasn't good for Rosette. It wasn't good for Mark. But the Bible says that all things work together for good. We may not understand how it's working together for good. Maybe part of it is to comfort some of the other people out there that have disabilities and challenges with family members in their life. This message going all over the world. Maybe God planned that Mark was going to be up all night so we'd have this message to comfort people who have going through this kind of thing. Mark's looking at me with a frown on his face saying, "That's not fair. Why should I have to go through this for somebody else?" Oh, my. Well, Joseph went through an awful lot for his brothers, for his dad. His brothers thought that he was going to kill him. His dad died. And he said, no. You meant it for evil, all right, but God meant it for good. And not only did He mean it for good for Joseph and his family, but look at all the other people that were able to eat during that time of famine. And so, sometimes we can't see the good. All we can do is realize we're in a mess. And we're not getting the right amount of sleep, and we're tired, and we're tired of hearing the chatter, and we're keep waking up, and we get up and try to comfort. The Bible says, "Comfort the feeble-minded." Sometimes we find like we get to the point where we're feeble-minded ourselves. We get exhausted, and we get to the point where we say, how in the world can we keep going on? And, you know, some people cannot deal with it. Some people just throw up their hand and say, call 911. Or some people say, you know, call the shrinks, call the psychiatrists, call the psychologists. All they want to do is put more drugs in a person. And then some people say, well, you know, I believe in mercy killing, euthanasia.
Euthanasia.
There's a big group out there now that are trying to promote euthanasia, assisted suicide. You know, somebody said, help me kill myself. Help me kill myself. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Well, it's not so easy always to dwell on the Bible, which says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are, think on these things. Sometimes it's not so easy to think on those things when you are in travail of heart, soul, and mind. It's not so easy. You know, a lot of people say, oh, Larry, he's one of these people that says, do as I say, not as I do. Well, I'm not saying that I do it, but I'm still going to say it. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. He says, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You might say, well, how do you figure that He's caring for me when I'm going through all this stuff? I don't know. I may never know. You may never know this side of eternity. I've heard, had people say, you know, I just can't take it anymore. I cannot take living with a sick person. You know, that's basically why I heard, I don't know if you remember the Rambos. They used to sing, and Dottie Rambo's husband left her. I guess he said he just couldn't stand living with a sick person anymore. Well, the Bible says, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. People aren't committed in relationships like that anymore. Somebody gets sick, they're ready to take a hike. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with somebody being sick all the time. I'm sure glad that Jesus Christ doesn't have that idea about us. First time we slip and fall, first time we sin, first time we do something stupid, first time we get sick, first time we stub our toe or step on a nail or wreck the car, Jesus Christ doesn't take a hike. He said, I give unto them eternal life. Eternal life, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. There's the way you deal with and cope with the disabled family member. Remind yourself that Jesus Christ is in this for the long haul too. Remind yourself that there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have a whole laundry list of things that He tells us cannot separate us from His love. Now, I want to remind our audience that this is not speaking to people who are goats. You know, George Bush could get up and on 9/11 and perpetrate one of the biggest frauds ever known to man and start quoting the Bible. But let me read this to those who are elect children of God, of God's sheep, that are in great distress of having to cope with a family member who's disabled. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? We were experiencing some tribulation last night. Or distress. We were experiencing some distress last night. Or persecution. Well, I believe the old devil was persecuting last night. Or famine, or nakedness, or peril. Yeah, there was some peril going on. Or sword, for it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Did you feel like a sheep for the slaughter last night, Mark? Plus, Mark's got an awful cold. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present. Uh-oh. That hits it right on the nail, things present. And also things to come. That means the future problems we're going to have. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. So, if you have a creature in your family that has a disability, that creature cannot separate you from the love of Christ. Okay?
Yeah.
If that creature is going through utter mental breakdown, losing all capacities for thinking, that creature cannot separate you from the love of Christ. Any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Where's the love of God? The love of God is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's not what's going on in our families. It's not what's going on with the disabled member of your family. It's not what's going on with the sick member of your family. The love of Christ is in Christ. I got to kill a fly here. If I can get him, I don't know. But I said this before on this broadcast. I think that gnats and flies are sent by Satan to plague God's people sometimes. I'm sure people who listen to this are going to shake their head. But if you've ever had to cope or live with a family member that has been permanently disabled, then you'll understand what I'm saying. If you've ever been around an autistic child that was born that way from birth, if you've ever been around a Down syndrome child, if you've ever been around a multiply handicapped child who's crippled or paraplegic, you have a little better understanding of the purpose behind this message. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ who's in Christ Jesus our Lord. The love of Christ is in Christ Jesus. What's going on in our situation, in our families, is allowed by the providential hand of God. God could keep it from happening if he wanted to. Now that might give you reason to get even more angry and shake your fist at God. Say, you mean he could stop this if he wanted to? Well, of course he could. Well, then why is he allowing it? I don't know, but I know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Well, that's not a good enough answer for me. Well, I'm sorry. But I can tell you this, that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And I can tell you this, he says, come unto me all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It just doesn't make sense, Larry. Well, I know it. A lot of life doesn't make sense. I didn't say it made sense. But let me tell you one thing that does make sense. And that is that all things were made by him and for him. And there's nothing that was made that wasn't made by Jesus Christ, Colossians 1. And so, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I don't like it sometimes. I would be less than honest to say, oh, I really enjoyed being up all night last night, not getting sleep. You know, I just love it when Mark has a bad night. Oh, God, just bring it on. Just put me through. No, I don't ask to be put through the fire. But we have to have we have to have our armor on. We have to take on the helmet of salvation. We have to be girded about with the armor that we're told to be girded with. The sword of the Spirit. The breastplate of righteousness. And then the Bible says we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Is the devil shoot fiery darts at you today? Is he letting you have it with both barrels? Well, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, and the Bible says that he is making intercession for us. Did you know that if you're one of God's little sheep, Jesus is praying for you? You can't lose. Remember what he told Peter? Satan has desired that he sift you. But then there was a big but there. What was it? But.
I prayed for you, Peter.
I prayed for you. Peter could not fail because he had the prayers of Jesus Christ. So this is meant to give you an answer as to how to cope with someone in your family that is disabled, and maybe also how to comfort them. Father, we pray that you would take this message and use it for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.